Tori Moffitt is the mother of three children. One of them has special needs. She says his early years in school were difficult because teachers did not understand how to deal with him.
I would have to leave work. I would have to not go into work on time. From the age of K-5 to he was in fourth grade, I lost 4 very prominent jobs.
Moffitt's son is now a teen, but she says her family still feels the financial impacts of those years. The Family Medical Leave Act gives employees who've been with the company at least a year 12 weeks off. You don't receive pay unless you use vacation or sick time if you have it, though it does guarantee you still have a job for that time. But that's not good enough, says Lenice Vickers. She's an organizer with the Milwaukee branch of the Women's Advocacy Group 9to5.
We can make it better. Families shouldn't have to struggle with the necessities of paying their rent, utilities, or food. They shouldn't have to go through the trouble of worrying about that if they take off from work and lose a day's pay.
5 years ago, 9to5 pushed for an ordinance in Milwaukee that required employers to give up to 9 paid sick days. Voters approved the idea, but the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce filed suit. It argued the law would hurt job creation and drive up the cost of doing business here. In 2011, a circuit court judge struck down the sick time law. Now 9to5 is urging state lawmakers to pass a bill that would require companies to provide some paid family medical leave. The MMAC could not be reached. Several Democratic lawmakers attended the Women's Equality Day events in Milwaukee, including Representative Christine Sinicki. She says while she supports paid family medical leave, now is not the time to introduce legislation in Wisconsin.
You know, given the politics, the political landscape of the state of Wisconsin, like I said, it's not going to happen this year or next year, but it will happen.
So far, 4 states have passed laws requiring pay when workers take off to care for sick loved ones. In California, workers are eligible to receive 55% of pay for 6 weeks, as long as they've paid into the state's disability insurance fund. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.